Your evening sends messages to your organic body. Light, caffeine, alcohol, food, screens, temperature, noise, conflict, work, and emotional stimulation may all shape the transition from wakefulness towards sleep. These influences are not moral scorecards. They are patterns to notice without shame. Caffeine is one important example. Caffeine can increase alertness, and its effects may remain in the body longer than a person realizes. Both the amount consumed and the timing matter. People respond differently. A cup of coffee late in the day may noticeably affect one person, while another person notices less. Tea, energy drinks, soft drinks, chocolate, and some medications may also contain caffeine. The goal is not to declare caffeine sinful. The goal is to observe honestly. You might ask, when do I consume caffeine? How much do I consume? What happens on days when I use it later? Alcohol can create another confusing pattern. A person may feel sleepy after drinking, yet alcohol can disrupt sleep later in the night. It may contribute to awakenings and changes in normal sleep structure. Alcohol should not be treated as a dependable sleep aid. Anyone concerned about alcohol use, withdrawal, medication interactions, or dependence should seek qualified medical help rather than making sudden changes alone. Evening light and screens can also support alertness. Screens may bring bright light, unfinished work, upsetting news, social comparison, conflict, entertainment, or constant novelty into the sleeping place. The issue is not merely the device. It is what the entire experience is asking your brain and nervous system to do. For some people, putting a device away earlier is realistic. For others, a phone may be their Bible, alarm, communication tool, work connection, or only source of music. A realistic practice might include lowering brightness, choosing calmer content, silencing unnecessary notifications, or moving stressful conversations out of the final part of the evening. Your sleeping environment also matters. Noise, heat, cold, light, insects, crowding, caregiving responsibilities, and safety concerns can affect sleep. Not everyone has a private bedroom, air conditioning, blackout curtains, or control over household noise. Difficult conditions are not spiritual failures. Use what is available. You might reposition a sleeping mat, use a safe fan, choose lighter bedding, reduce one source of noise, prepare needed items before bed, or ask household members for a reasonable quiet period. You may not be able to create perfect conditions. The goal is to make the sleeping place more supportive where possible. Philippians 4:5 says, "The Lord is at hand." Christ is present in an ideal bedroom, a crowded home, a hospital room, a noisy neighborhood, or a night shift schedule. Examine your evening without condemnation. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you one input that could be adjusted. Prepare wisely while remembering that you can shape your sleep opportunity without guaranteeing the sleep outcome.